Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. The European Medicines Agency has just issued its conclusions on the AstraZeneca vaccine. It confirms the link between the product and the cases of thrombosis identified in several countries. The agency believes that blood clots should be added to the side effects of the product, while recalling that the cases of thrombosis are very rare. 250 million doses of vaccine will be produced in France by the end of the year, according to the government. The bottling of Pfizer-BioNTech's product began today in Eure-et-Loir, a site managed by the Delpharm Group. Other French sites will be responsible for vaccine production in the coming months, mainly bottling and packaging. Students, teachers, and parents continue to face connection problems to distance learning platforms. The Ministry of National Education assures that all CNED services have returned to normal. The Paris Prosecutor's Office has opened an investigation after a series of computer attacks against the CNED platform. And you will soon be able to find breathalyzers anywhere at the wine merchant, in supermarkets and grocery stores. The sale of breathalyzers will become compulsory in drinking establishments from July 1st, as announced by the Road Safety Agency. 50,000 shops are affected by this measure. And a very big challenge tonight for the PSG. Paris will be on the field of Bayern in the quarter-final first leg of the Champions League. The two teams faced each other in the final of the last edition, and the Bavarians had won. Kickoff tonight at 9 p.m. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.